107.7 to DayFM. Good morning. I'm Kate, and in studio with me is Barb Myers, chair of the Walk for Parkinson's in Stratford this year. How are you doing, Barb?
I'm doing really well. Thank you for asking.
Thank you for coming in this morning. It is a pleasure to have you here and talking about the Walk for Parkinson's here in Stratford. It's September 9th in Upper Queen's Park, 9:30 is registration. The walk starts at 10. And this year, it's not just a walk, and you've made sure of that.
Yes. Typically, the walk just attracts people and families that are related to Parkinson's. And this year, I wanted to try to reach a different demographic. So I have planned a scavenger hunt for adults, and then there's also a scavenger hunt for kids, which is just a little more fun. If you want to come out and support the day, but you're not committed enough to register online and collect all the donations, you can just show up the morning of, sign up for the scavenger hunts. You'll be entered into a draw for something fun. And, check out our raffle prizes and our silent auction and just be a part of the day and support.
That's great that you're trying to include everybody and make it a fun day for everyone, and hopefully raise as much funds as possible.
Looking to raise more funds, but also just awareness. I don't know that a lot of people know about Parkinson's. It is the fastest growing neurodegenerative diagnosis these days, and they expect it to double in the next decade. So if you don't know somebody with it right now, you will for sure, and it affects those people in so many different ways. So it's good to just be aware of it and then also help raise money to support the families that are living with it. Several years ago, probably more like 5 or 6 now at this point, my partner Ron started showing signs. I was in denial for the longest time. I kept saying, that's not Parkinson's, it's not Parkinson's, stop saying that, it's something else. But when we finally did get the diagnosis, the official diagnosis last fall, I was like, okay, Parkinson's Society of Southwestern Ontario, what can I do for you? I was willing to jump in and volunteer in whatever way that I could. And they have not had a local chair of this event for the past number of years. They were excited about that because it's nice to have someone local who gets some sort of local connections and can draw more local people out just because they know more people in the area.
And we really appreciate you reaching out to us as well to let everybody know about the walk and what's going on. And on the note of all the connections that you've made, you guys have a lot of, you have an online auction that you're starting up on August 19th, was it?
Yeah, that is when the auction's going live. So normally, you can have a silent auction on site, that sort of a thing. But we have gotten some amazing donations that I just felt deserved more than the hour or two that they were going to get on that Saturday morning. So we're going online. It's the first time I have done stuff online because that's not my jam. But I have a weekend at a popular ski resort in Michigan.
Wow.
I've got a full-size basketball arcade game. I've got golf packages, some Pampered Chef 31 bags, like you name it. We have got farm fresh meat. We have got Patsy Crowley's homemade butter tarts. If anybody knows Patsy Crowley, her butter tarts are amazing. So we have got so many awesome, awesome things.
Lots of awesome donations that you could bid for in that online auction. And it's starting up on the 19th. Do you know what your website URL is
going to
be?
We are going to have a website. The best way to see it will be on the Walk for Parkinson's webpage. If you go to walkforpd.ca, you can find the Stratford event and there will be a link to our auction on there. You can also register to walk there and you can find out more information on the day, the times, the details, any of that sort of thing.
And you can start registering right now already.
Yes, we've had teams registering for a while. I keep my eyes on where our fundraising numbers are at. Of course, my team is in the lead. We've challenged the Remarkable Shakers. So support one of us, support anybody, but you can go on the walkforpd.ca website and support somebody.
So the actual walk route, that's along the river, right?
Correct. It's just around the river and then the meeting places at the Upper Queen's Park.
And so it's not a super long walk, but you still might work up a little bit of hunger. You guys are doing a barbecue too?
We are, actually. We are so fortunate to have the Stratford Firefighters Association have volunteered to cook for us. And an even more amazing donation. Gary and Brenda West and Adam and Danielle West of West Landon Farms, they're actually egg farmers, but they donated all of the hot dogs for us to barbecue that day, and the Stratford Firefighters Association will be cooking for us. So come on out and say hello to the firefighters too.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great event. Thank you so much, Barb, for coming in and telling us all about it. It's September 9th in Upper Queens Park. More details are on our community calendar as well at mystratfordnow.com. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to the day of the event too, mostly so that I can start sleeping again at night. I'd like to thank 2Day FM for having me in for an interview, getting the word out there, and allowing us to be on the community calendar. We have appreciated your sponsorship as well.
Oh, thank you so much for coming in. This was a blast.
Thank you.